Today being the ninth day of Ramadan, 1442 years after the Hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 21st April, 2021 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, our tafsir from Faculty of Engineering at Ahmad Bello University Zahra continues from the 18th ayah in Surah Luqman. Ustaz Abdul Mumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us while our Sheikh Professor Abdullah Al-Lukim will conduct the tafsir inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تصاعر خدك للناس ولا تمش في الأرض مرحا إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح المعارك والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ولا تصائر خدك للناس ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا إن الله لا يحب كل مختال فخور إن ريسيتيشن ولا تصائر يونس ولا تصائر it's not with matter here لقمان عليه لقمان رضي الله تعالى عنه after he has admonished his child to the first most important duty that ya bunay la tushrik billah inna shirka la zulmun azim never to associate any partner with Allah he warned his son that your heart is where everything is determined so no matter what you hide in your heart Allah knows he now told him ya bunay إنها إن تكو مسقال خبة من خدر فتكو من في صخرة أو في سماوة تكو الأرض يأتي بها الله إن الله لطيف خبير No matter how tiny that thing is, wherever it is, hidden inside the earth, in the rock, or even in the open space, in the firmament, Allah will bring it. So which means, whatever you are going to do, it has to be with ikhlas completely. Then he went to the second most important thing and he told him, Ya bunay akimis salat. Oh my son, try to always establish salat. Wa amur bil ma'aruf, wa anha anil munkar, wasbir ala ma asabak. Then if you are doing good, don't just stay and do good. Enjoin others to do good. Also try to stop evil and be patient in doing all that. Then he now come to it. When you pray, you establish Salah, you have stood before Allah. Here the Prophet has told you the manners in standing before Allah. What to say before Allah. So you know how you stand before Allah, how you raise your hand, you say Allahu Akbar, how you talk before Allah, وَلَا تَشَرْ بِصَلَاتِكَ وَلَا تَخَافِدْ بِهَا وَبْتَكِ بِهَا ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا You don't shout in front of Allah. You don't also come down as if you are not talking. Between that, all this you have been taught. Then Allah Himself also taught you how do you behave in front of the Prophet. إن الذين يعبدون أصواتهم عند رسول الله أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى. Those that lower their voice in front of the Prophet ﷺ, they are the ones that Allah tested their faith and they succeeded. So, Salah alone will grant you a lot of things. But if you are going to command people, you are going to enjoin people to do good, if you are going to stop people from doing evil, you that you are doing that, how do you look? So that's why he went ahead to tell his son, you yourself, have you corrected yourself? وَلَا تُصَائِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. You are going to talk to people. Those people, mankind, وَلَا تُصَائِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ. Don't turn your cheeks, looking at yourself constantly in your face. You turn your face like this. You use your eyes to look down on people. So don't do that. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرْحَا. Don't walk on earth just as if you own the earth. You are walking, you know, just boastfully on earth. Don't do that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فَخُورٍ. Allah does not love people that are self-conceited, boastful and proud. Khatar, muqtar, this is now excess. You do it so well that everybody has come to know that that's how you are. Bakhor, you are so proud of yourself that people have come to know that, oh, this man is a proud person. Allah does not like this. If you have this quality, then when are you going to talk to people? What you are ready, action speaks louder than voice. Your own action, they are not good. Then what are you calling people to? Because if you establish Salah and you take the adab of Salah, the characters of Salah along with you, it's enough for you as an admonishment for others. Because Allah said, أُتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهِي عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Allah himself said, always recite the Quran and establish Salah. If you establish Salah, it's enough to debar you from vain talks and from al-fahsha, zina, and all these evils. It's enough to deter from it. وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. Then for you to continuously be remembering Allah, thinking about Allah all the time, sustains this better. Because Salah, Allah calls it for Salah 5 times a day. When you come there, you don't just say or establish Salah the way you want, but the way Allah wants. That's why I was telling us that day that we have to be very careful when we stand up and we just want to change anything in Farida. Because Farida, anything that is composed in Islam has been decided. After the time of the four mazahibs, 300 years after Islam, these things have been decided. Anything composed in Islam. You don't come back today, you said, I want to make amendments to things that are composed in Islam. If it is a question of mazhab, take from Sudan to Chad to Niger to Cameroon down to Nigeria, all the way to West African coast, down to Senegal, down to Morocco, Mauritania, Mali, you go to Tunisia, go to Libya, come down to our place. All this area, Algeria, all are on Mazhab of Imam Malik. The Mazhab of Imam Malik, all this area, man. Because that standard is now known with them on everything that is obligatory in Islam. What's obligatory in Islam? How do you make ablution? How do you call Salat? How do you stand up for Salat? When it comes to zakah, how do you do it? When it comes to fasting, how do you do it? When it comes to hajj, how do you do it? Even the conditions of marriage and the rest, all these are well established. You don't come and say, I read a hadith like this. On what is composed in Islam, I want to change it. You are now trying to divide is Muslims in such a way so that we just become like Christians. This is not permissible. When it comes to voluntary worship, what you are going to do on your own, choose whatever you want to do. After all, you are on your own. But whatever is compulsory, that Muslims come together to do, please don't just go ahead and you want to change it. It's very dangerous. So here, Sayyidina Luqman is telling his son, you yourself, what is your character that people can see? Because somebody that is walking, his walking style is enough to tell you. The way he looks at you is enough to talk, it talks volumes. Somebody sees you, his face is cheerful. It is inviting already. But somebody sees you, he's looking down on you. Because it's the face you are using to look down on people. And Sheikh Ibrahim Yaz, he said, Al Kibru Imma bi ulumin aw nasab aw zumarin aw fi ta'atin nashab. He said, whenever you see somebody who is haughty, who is proud of himself, it's either that he has knowledge. No, he now has a PhD, he's a professor, or he's this. So since he has acquired knowledge, he feels he's above others. Or no, he's from a family. This family is such a big family. He's son of this sheikh, he's son of the president, he's son of the minister, he's son of this. Or no, he is in a particular group. Zumarin. Which group? No, he's among the ministers. He's among the big traders. He's known to be among a particular club. Or no, he's somebody who worships very well. Everybody sees him all the time. He's with his tesbah, he prays, he comes, all forms of worship. He is known, he does it diligently. All this is not enough for you to be pompous, to be boastful. So Sheikh here, he was warning. He said, he said, look at this. Fal ilmu wal gina wa khizbun qad atat wa harakatul habdi fihinna rasat wal jahalu wal fatru wa jadbun qad atat wa harakatul rafi fihinna rasat. Sheikh said, he said, look at these three things. One is ilmu. The other one is gina. The third one is khizbu. Ilmu is knowledge. Gina is wealth. Khizbun is fertility. The three of them, look at their wordings. Ilmu, he said, the voweling is below. When you are going to say ilmu, you say e, the voweling is below. Gina, wealth, riches, when you are going to say gina, the voweling is below, gi. Khizbu, fertility, when you are going to say it, khizbu, say the voweling is below. Harakatul habdi bihinna rasat. So these three words, despite everybody wants to have knowledge, everybody wants to be wealthy, everybody wants to be fertile, but the voweling of these words come below, because you have to lower yourself to get any of this. He said, look at the opposite of these words. Wal jahalu, wal fakru, wajat bun qad atat wa harakatu rafi fihi narasat. He said, look at jahalu, ignorance. He said, jah. Look at fakru, poverty. He said, fa, fakru. Look at jadbun, that is barren art. It comes in jah, jadbun. Wa harakatu rafi fihi narasat. He said, the voweling are on top. They came boastfully. Jahal came boastfully. Jahal. Then, fakru, that is poverty, came. Fakru. Barren came. Jadbu. All of them, did it avail them? He said, here is for you to think. Anything that comes raising himself, Allah will lower him. That's why he's warning his son here that you are the first example everybody will see. وَلَا تُصَائِرْ خَدَّكَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي بِالْأَرْضِ مَرْحًا. In another place, Allah is in the Quran, he's telling us, وَإِبَادُ الرَّحْمَانِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشَوْنَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ حَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. He said, the servants of Allah, when they walk on earth, they walk gently. So don't walk, you move your body as if you have no problem, other people have problem, and you are looking down on people. Don't look down on anybody. You know yourself, you don't know others.
واقصد في مشيك واغضض من صوتك إن أنكر الأصوات لصوت الحمير.
واقصد في مشيك واغضض من صوتك إن أنكر الأصوات لصوت الحمير. He went ahead telling his son, when I tell you, wala tamshi bil ard marha, don't go on land taking the whole land as if you own it. I'm not also asking you to walk on land as if you are so lowly. No, walk sik fi mashika. Be moderate in your walking. Walk normally. Walk dud min sautika. You are going to talk to people wa amru bil ma'ruf. Look at the way you come and talk to God. Extend it. What good means something? When you are going to talk to people, lower your voice. Remember, if you are shouting on people, you want to shout. The parable of voice that is a strong voice that anybody knows. Inna ankara al-aswati. The voice that is most hated, that everybody knows, is the voice that is a shouting voice. Inna ankara al-aswati lasawtul khamir. Is the voice of the donkey. Do you want to be called a donkey? All this he's telling his son. So Allah himself is saying, not only your voice, do you know, even your own gaze, lower it. When you are walking, kullil mu'mina yaghuddu min absarihim wa yahfazu furujahum. Tell the faithful servants of Allah, they should lower their gaze when they are walking on the street. But Allah is forbidding you to see women that are not your wives, to see their nakedness. Particularly today, we are in an era where women take it that is a fashion to open up their body for everybody to see. The woman wants everybody to see her body as much as possible. Their shoulders are out, their necks are out, everything is out, despite the fact that Allah has told them that they should cover their chest, they should cover their head, they should. But women want to do otherwise, because today they have left their staff, they have left the staff in their hand to be led by Satan. So here he is telling you, his son, walk sit fi mashika, walk dud min sautik, inna ankara al-sawati la sautul khamir. The worst of sounds of shouting that everybody does not like is that of the donkey. If you are shouting, you may as well be like a donkey.
أَلَمْ تَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُم مَّا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَن يُجَادِلُ فِي اللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ وَلَا هُدًى وَلَا كِتَابٍ مُنِيرٍ.
أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُم مَّا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَأَسْبَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً ومن الناس من يجادل في الله بغير علم ولا هدى ولا كتاب منير. Allah تبارك وتعالى has now come back to talk to us. He related to us what Luqman told his son. So from this stage now, Luqman has finished admonishing his son. The son is now grown up. Allah is taking the control of the guidance. He is now talking to all of us. Alam tara, don't you see? أن الله سخر لكم, that for sure Allah has subjected to you, made subservient to you, ما في السماوات وما في الأرض, whatever is in the firmament and whatever is on earth. وأسبغ عليكم نعمه, and he lavished all his blessings on you, ظاهرة, whether outwardly, وباطنا, or inwardly. Despite this, ومن الناس, there are those out of mankind, من يجادل في الله, that argues concerning God. When they argue, بغير علم, without any knowledge. ولا هدى, without any guidance, wala kitabin munir, without any illuminating book. Here, Allah is talking to all of us. You are a toddler with your mother. When your mother was carrying you in the womb, you did not know. When he gave birth to you, you did not know. Even when you started breastfeeding from your mother, you did not know. You are coming to know your mother gently with your body, gently with your body, until he has weaned you, before you start knowing who is this lady. That's why Allah himself came and he told us, this is what your mother did for. وصينا الإنسان بوالديه حملت أمه وهنا على وهن وفصاله في آمين. In that place, وصينا الإنسان بوالديه حسنا حملت أمه قرها ووضعته قرها وحمله وفصاله 30 شهرا. Allah said, this first 30 months of your life, when your mother was carrying you in the womb, when he was breastfeeding you until he weaned you out, you did not know, but it was not small measure of problem that your mother went through. In case of your father, you have grown up, you are seeing your father going out, bringing food, going out, bringing you clothes, paying your school fees, doing this. He is holding you now, admonishing you. Because the work of your mother is different. The work of your father is different. It's not the work of your mother to be telling you, don't do this, my son. His major work is to look after you when you are small. You did not know anything about yourself. This is where a lot of men, they make mistake. It's a look at the mother cannot talk to him. No, it's your own work. When a child is growing up, admonishing that child is your own work, even your daughter. But how does the daughter behave? She will look at the mother to learn her behavior. But admonishment, you still have to do it. When you are now grown up, Allah will be reminding you. Alam tara anna Allah sakhara lakum ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. Now you are looking at the cosmos. You are looking at the whole world. Look at every day. The sun, who is this sun? It brings the heat. It brings its light. By it you have photosynthesis. By it you are able to have carbohydrate produced through the leaves. Without it you have no food. The same sun is the source of the energy all over the world. Then the next thing you see, there is rain. Without this rain, nothing will sprout. So all these things, the cosmos is so designed that it is serving you constantly. You are seeing it. And you yourself, the Prophet was asked, what is it that is this ni'ma that is zahiratan wa azbaga alaykum ni'mahu zahiratan batinasa? Look at the form that Allah has created you. He made you a human being walking. Which animal do you see walking on earth the way you are walking? Your head is up, your leg is down, your hands are with you. You are not, the hands you are using to eat, you are not crawling with it. Then you like your own look. Anywhere you go, you want your picture to be taken. You look at yourself in the mirror, you want it to be better than Allah has made it. No, the way Allah has made it is enough for you. Then you are there. He gave you intellect to be able to acquire knowledge, to be able to choose who you are going to follow, to be able for you to know who do you want to be identified with. All these are blessings of Allah unto you. But now, internally, Allah has given you a heart that can reason. Allah has given you intestine, stomach, all this, they treat the food you eat. And yet Allah covers it. They are smelly, nobody sees it. He fills it up, nobody sees it. In a hadith, the Prophet is saying that Allah himself said, Azbagdu ni'mata ni'mati ala abdi hatta ja'altu sulsu salatu ummati sadaqatan lahu ba'da mawtihi. I favored man so much, with so much of my blessing, that I even made that after his death, one third of the prayers of the Muslims should be given to him. وَجَعَلْتُ لَهُ صلص ماله صدقة وكفارة لذنوبه قبل موته. And I made it that one third of his wealth I gave it to him to use in wiping away his sins before his death. Because before your death, you are allowed to take one third of your wealth and give it out. As your wasiyah. It will not be given out until you die, but it is there for you. After your death, it will not be enter what the children will derive. Like some of these very rich people that did not do sadaka, they did not do zakah properly, they did not do all this until they are about to die, they now realize. So I'm leaving up to 100, 200, 400, 500 million. My children, 300 million is, look, one third of it, Allah. I make it as wasiyah, I should be given to the poor. It should be given to the hospital. It should be given to these people. Allah said, I accept it. But it is given for after you die. Then the Muslims, when you die, one third of their worship that they do to Allah, Allah said, I give it to you. But when you are worshiping Allah, you stand. Qiyam. You make ruku'u. You make sujood. These are the three things you do. But Allah has taken qiyam, which is one third. I said, everybody should stand and pray to you. This one third of this of salah to Allah that Allah has given to you, also as sadaqah to wipe away your sins. So all this is the ni'mah that Allah said he has given you. فَبِأَيْ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of the favors of Allah on you are you going to deny? You can see the extent to which Allah loves you. Then he went further. وَأَزْبَقَ عَلَيْكُمْ نَعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَا. Despite all this, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يُجَادِلُ بِاللَّهِ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. You still find out of man those that come and argue concerning God. When they are arguing for the gay ilmi, wala hudan, wala kitab mumin. These three things, they go together. The person that is arguing now, did he acquire any knowledge about who God is? No. He's just using his intellect part to argue with you. Does he have guidance? Somebody that is knowledgeable about God, that is leading him, that is following? No, he is following his passion. Then does he have a book, illuminating book that he is studying, that from it is getting this? No. That's why Sheikh Ibrahim again is saying, "Wal ilmu umri huwa imamul amal kama ata anta khair rusul." Knowledge forever is the leader. When a child is small, take him, let him have knowledge. It's with knowledge. But anything you are going to do without knowledge is dangerous. Even ordinary walking on the street, teach your child how to walk. This food, teach your daughters how to cook. Whatever you are going to do, learn it. Carpentry, you don't just acquire it. You don't just take it and say, I will be a carpenter. You have to learn it. Trading, you have to learn it. Anything you have to learn it. Learning something is knowledge. But Sheikh Ibrahim here, he said, Hassil uluban arba'a ya salik awaluha irfan rabbil mali. If you are going to get knowledge, take four knowledge first. Know them very well. Awaluha, the first of knowledge you should acquire, irfan rabbil maliki. Try to know who is Allah, Rabb that has organized this world the way he has organized. Maliki that owns the world and it is for him. Know him first. If you don't know him, you don't know what he intends by these things. وَثَانِي أَن تَعْرِفُ مَا تَعَلَّقُ عَلَى الْإِبَادَةِ فَذَا تَحَقَّقُ. The second knowledge you should try to find out is, this Lord, how does he want to be worshipped? Worshipping him and worshipping, and how do you also treat his creation? He said, this one, that is who he said, try to know it very well. ثالثها إرفان حال النفس من قدرها وكيدها والدسي. So the third knowledge you should try to find out, you should try to learn very well. Yourself, إن النفس لأمارة بالسوء. It's always asking to do evil. So learn it, your type of self, what type of self is it? How does it deceive you? How does it plot for you to enter problem? how does he put you inside what is not honorable? Then Sheikh said, لِلنَّفْسِ أَيْبٌ لِلْفُعَادِ أَيْبٌ لِلْرُوِي أَيْبٌ لَيْسَ فِيهِ رَيْبٌ. Your nafs has its own fault. Your heart has its own fault. Even the ruh that came into you, that was breathed into you, it has its own fault. There is no doubt about this, which means you should learn about this. Because in the case of nafs, is when ruh was put in your body that nafs developed. So your mother, your father, they have their own innate characters, and they have their own body made from art that came together to give you your own body. So the innate character of your father, the innate character of your mother, from it was choosing some, and those of your great-grandfathers was choosing some to give to you. That's why you find sometimes, you find a particular tribe, they will have a common character, because their forefather was one. And there are some characters that sometimes are very strong with a particular tribe. Allah did not give this character to disgrace you. No, to test you. You have that character, how do you manage it? How do you use it? You find there are some tribe, their character, they are very brave. Almost anybody you see among them, they are brave. Some, their character, they will not talk, but their mind is very strong. Some, they are soft-spoken. Some, they are very political. Whatever it is, they try not to show that there is a problem. They are very political. And it's a whole tribe, they are like that. Don't use that to abuse them. You also have your own. Allah gave it for a purpose. So this is nafs. So the nafs that came out from the union of the ruh and the jasad and the body, you have to know. Kadriha, wakaydiha, wattasi. How does it plot? Because Satan is, this is where the Satan always goes to. Then, live for Adi Abel. Your heart too, it is the place where Allah comes into, if it is empty. It is the place where Satan comes to, if it is dirty. Allah you was this, please do it nasty. Satan is attacking your heart. He knows your heart is one that has brought your body and your soul together. He will capitalize on your character that is innate in you and use it against you. So you have to learn about it. Then the ruh, what of ruh? Al-arwah jundun mujannada. Wa ma ta'arafa italam. Wa ma ta'nakara ikhtalam. All of us, we have our father, we have our grandfather, we have our great-grandfather, like that, that gave birth to this our bodies. The white people, you see, they are white. That's the outside one that you can see. The Europeans, the Britons, you find there are some characters peculiar to them. Americans, there are some characters peculiar to them. Germans, there are some characters peculiar to them. These are the ones that you can see. This is it. But you also have fathers that are the fathers of your souls. And you have grandfathers of your souls. You have great-grandfathers of your souls. All of us that you see now are in the Ummah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our grandfather. Our souls were closer to his souls, and he selected us. Then you have grandfathers like Sheikh Ahmad Tijani. You have fathers like Sheikh Ibrahim Yas. These people, these are their souls. The souls that were closer to one another before, they have their own characters. Try to find out the characters, the best character that should be of these souls. This is the soul that is taken directly from Allah. The heart is the one facing the world. All these things, you cannot get it right except you have guidance. That's why I said, Bigayr ilmin wala hudan. And guidance cannot come out except you go to people that are already guided. As Allah Himself has told you in Surah Al-Fatiha Kitab, ask Allah to guide you. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Which guide to where? To the straight path. What is straight path? Path that is balanced. How do I get it? Siratal ladhina an'amta alayhim. Go to those that Allah has guided. That's why to get guidance, You need people that Allah has guided. So we that we are following Sheikh Ibrahim Niass. In this country, for example, now, how many times have you seen that we are doing demonstration on the street? Who would say he has ever seen the Tijaniyas demonstrating on the street, carrying out catapult, carrying out this, they want to fight this? No, because the father that gave birth to their soul is not like that. And the influence is very strong. But most of us, you see, always we are either doing istighfar, there's istighfar in our hand, or we are doing salati of the Prophet, we are doing maulid, we are sharing love. This is the character of our father and our grandfathers. So if your grandfather is not like that, I'm sorry. Go and follow the one that your grandfather is. But some people don't even know who their fathers and grandfather to their soul is. Let alone to know what to do. We know. So if our soul is departing, we say, no. This is not what Sheikh wants of us. Sheikh is not asking us to come and fight in this world. He wants us to love the Prophet. Anywhere we are, to be seeing the Prophet. And Sheikh Ahmad Tijani will tell you, two things hold to it. Concentration and attentiveness. Anytime you stand before God, be attentive and concentrate on what you are reciting. Anytime you are doing your lazim, your work, be attentive and concentrate on what you are reciting. And imagine that the Prophet is before you. To him, this is his own father. He is our great grandfather. Our own grandfather, like Sheikh, he said, imagine that Sheikh Ahmad Tijani is before you. If you say, you don't understand, the Prophet has already clarified it. So Allah said, Ana in the Zenni Abdi Bi. I'm in the thought of my servant with me. In other place, he said, In Zakara Nifi Mara'in. In Zakara Nifi Nafsi, Zakar Tuhufi Nafsi. If my servant calls me within himself, I will call him within myself. In Zakara Nifi Mara'in, Zakar Tuhufi Mara'in, Khairin Mara'in. If he calls me in a group, I call him in a group better than his group. Because if you sit down, you imagine the Prophet is before you, you are immediately you imagine it's in front of you, he's in front of you. وَعَلَمُ أَنَّفِكُمْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ If you don't know that the Prophet is with you, it's with you. Allah is saying it. That's why anytime you have your salah, you are asked, don't shout. Don't come and say, Bismillah ar-Rahman, Alhamdulillah ar-Rahman, Gently, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Talk gently before Allah. When you finish your salah, before you leave the front of salah, Allah will ask you, Who is the one that I'm asking you to follow? Surah Al-Lazina Alamta Alayhi. Minan Nabiyina, Wasiddiqina, Washuhada. These are the people I'm asking you to follow. Their leader is the one that brought you to me. Greet him. At-tahiyyatu lillahi, Azakiyyatu lillahi, At-tayyibat salawat, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiy. You greet the Prophet with a low voice and greet him very well because he's in front of you. All these are characters. These are hudan. These are your guidance. We don't have a book that is illuminating. Any book that is not Quran is not illuminating. Any book that you have some illumination, that book is taken from the Quran. Like the hadith. Any hadith you see, you find that there is something of it in Quran. Because it's taken from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Any wisdom of the Sheikh that you see is taken from the hadith and the Quran. If you don't know, go and ask. That's why you find it illuminating. And then Allah talks here, woman and man, you jihadin. Argument. This argument is very dangerous. Don't make it as your work that, oh, they said, I've been advised, wa amur bil ma'ruf, wa nahy anil munkar. So I should go ahead and call people to what is good. I should ask them to stop what is evil. Then you start arguing. Is it that you want to call somebody to what is good so that he can be blessed like you are blessed? Or you want to subdue him? Which one do you want to do? If you want to call somebody to come and partake in the blessing Allah has given you, then you have to watch. What time do you talk to him? Remember when Luqman told his son, when he was admonishing him. He didn't just, it's not any time. You can't see somebody He's engrossed in doing something he loves. At that time, he said, come, I want to talk to you about Islam. There are people who used to go about, they say they want to preach. They will just see you on the road, they will just say, I want to talk to you about this. I want to talk to you about Jesus. I want to talk to you about this. They don't even care what you are doing when they come. Will you listen to them? You have to watch people before you talk to them. And if you are going to talk to them, don't talk too much. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he used to admonish a bit, then he will stop. Then another time again, a bit, then he stopped. Not that he continues 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. No, no, no. 50 minutes is okay. Then, when you are talking to somebody and he's arguing with you, and he's raising his voice, don't raise your voice. Try to find a way to get out of the argument. Because as he's raising his voice now, he's no more listening to you. He's now trying to defend his own dignity before you. You are not there to defend your own dignity before him. You wanted to assist him to come and understand the blessing Allah has given to him. If that is not what you are doing, then what is your business in talking to him in the first instance? That's why any debate, don't make it a debate that is going to end up in argument abuse. Allah said, what go ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal mawizatil hasan wajadilhum billatihi ahsan. Try to debate with the words that are the best of words. Choose the time that you talk to people. Choose the place you talk to people. Choose the words you use to talk to people. If people are going to argue with you, don't follow them into argument. And then there's something here that's very important. When you are going to talk to people, with what are you going to talk to people? With the book of God, with the knowledge you have acquired, with the guidance you have gotten from your sheikh, and with the book of God. The three of them go together. If you have not acquired knowledge, don't say you are going to preach to people. With what? Which knowledge? Huh? You spent all your life, primary school, secondary school, university, just to learn how to feed your stomach. Now you have risen up to the position of a director. You are a DG. You are a big man. Maybe you have retired. You still want to be relevant in the public. You find out that the public, they care about whoever has knowledge of Islam and they listen to him. You too, you go to internet, take some few things, read it, and come say, me too, I have knowledge. No, knowledge is, you have to go and learn knowledge. And if you apply knowledge, you also have to get guidance from people that are guided. And you come back, you have to have a book that is illuminating, that constantly it is what you are reading to guide you. So here, when you are going to talk to people, remember that it's Quran that you are going to use to talk to people. It's hadith that is going to back you up in what you're telling people. It is the practice of the ulama, the practice of the Prophet that is your guidance. If you tell, Allah said, there is a real Quran, فَاسْتَمِئُوا لَهُ وَأَنْصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. When Quran is being recited, try to listen to it and keep quiet so that you may receive the mercy of Allah. Somebody is in a state that is not willing to listen to the Quran. Why would you want him to open the Quran that he will not listen to? Allah is very, very merciful on all of us. Quran is not something to be recited and you will do something else. Look at it. During the daytime, when we are praying, do we recite loudly? Why? During the night, when we are praying, do we recite loudly? Yes. Why? Women, do they recite loudly? No. Why? All these are out of the message of Allah on us. Because during the daytime, everybody is busy. وَجَعَلْنَا النَّهَارَ مَعَاشَا. The daytime, everybody is busy doing this, doing this. If you now are reciting the Quran, everybody is hearing, and they don't pay attention to it, then at that time, they are not receiving the message of Allah. It is simple for you to be hearing Quran, and they are not paying attention to it. That's why during the daytime, everybody is busy doing his own. When you are doing Zuhur, you say it inside. When you are doing Asr, you say it inside, like that. But in the evening, everybody has finished what they are doing for the day. Even if he's not praying, even if he's not doing makruh with you, and he's passing, and he's hearing you reciting Quran, he's no more in the market now. He can listen. He's supposed to listen. That's why you see sometimes it's wrong the way we just put Quran to be beaming any time, any of the day. If you must put Quran in the mosque, let it be close to prayer time when everybody is coming to prayer. Let it be early in the morning when everybody has time to listen to it. Because if Quran is being recited, Allah Himself said, "Faiza Quriya al-Quran, fastami'u lahu wa ansitu." It's a commandment. Since we cannot do it, we should not also engage people in sin by not. We know they can't do it, and we are forcing them to do it what they cannot do. The same way, when you are arguing with people, you are reciting the Quran, they are not paying attention to the Quran. You may even be trying to recite a verse, you have not finished. He intercedes with his own statement. لَا تَرْفَوُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. When the Quran is being recited twice, Allah that is talking. If you put in your speech, it's like you go in front of Allah to talk. When hadith is being recited, and the person has not finished and he did not listen, you just jump in. It's like the Prophet is talking and you put your own voice inside it. This is Imam Malik. One day he was teaching hadith and everybody saw that his body was twitching, and his forehead was full of sweat. He did not stand up. He was just twitching, but he continued teaching. Immediately he finishes teaching the hadith, quickly he stood up and he went inside the room. When he came back, people said, "We saw your body was jerking and your face was sweating. What happened?" He said, "Yes. Scorpion entered my body and was stinging me." When he stand up to the moon, he said, "The Prophet cannot be talking and I will do something else." Anytime anybody is reciting hadith, is the Prophet talking? It's not his own statement. Somebody is reciting Quran, but it's Allah talking. It's not his own statement. So when somebody, when you are going to talk to people and you are going to debate, is Quran you are using? If you know the person is not in the mood to listen to it, don't talk to him. If you are talking to him, you see that he's taking, leave him. So this is very important. And you, that you are going to talk to people, make sure that you have knowledge. Knowledge is taught. Make sure that you have guidance. Guidance is by following. We saw here Luqman telling his son, telling the son of Luqman, "Wattabi sabila man anaba ilayhi." That is guidance. Follow the path of those that is already coming to me. We see Allah telling us all the time, "Siratal ladina an'amta alayhim." So guidance is very important. Kitabul Munir, that is the Quran, the hadith. All the time, be reading it. As you are reading it, light is coming to you continuously. Then your body is getting into the nature of the way Allah talks to people. The way the Prophet talks to people. You too, you will learn to talk to people in that manner. May Allah guide all of us.
وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ يَدْعُوهُمْ إلى عذاب السعير.
وإذا قيل لهم اتبعوا ما أنزل الله قالوا بل نتبع ما وجدنا عليه آباءنا أولو كان الشيطان يدعوهم إلى عذاب السعير. This rule that you are calling to Allah, that again, ومن الناس من يجادل في الله بغير علم ولا هدى ولا كتاب منير. That are arguing with respect to God and what God has sent without any knowledge, without any guidance, without any book. When you tell them, "Ittabi'u ma anzala Allah," follow what Allah has sent down to mankind. This is what they will tell you. "Bal nattabi'u ma wajadna alayhi aba'ana." No, we shall follow what we found our fathers doing. What we found our fathers doing, this is what we shall follow. أَوَلَوْ كَانَ الشَّيْطَانُ يَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ. Is it not that Satan that was calling them to a fiery punishment? Punishment that is scorching? Yeah. You can see Allah is now telling us. People that are given to just following their bad mothers blindly, it is Satan that they are following. Anytime that when jaraka ala an tushrika bi ma laysa laka bihi ilmun fala tuti'huma. Anytime you find your father is doing something, find out what he's doing now. Is it from religion? Is it from Allah and the Prophet? Or is it just a culture? If it's a culture, abandon it. Today, everything, libraries, is in the internet. In those days, this Jalalain, Tafsir Jalalain, there was only one in Kola, only one. I tell Sheikh Ibrahim yes. Tafsir Jalalain, let alone talk about that tafsir. Today, you can download over 80 types of tafsir or more from the internet. So, it's not enough for you that you just say, I'm following what my father is doing. Let's take the principal things we do in our life. The three major things we do in our life is education, livelihood, and marriage. These are the three major things we do. Education. You take your child to Western education for him to be tutored and schooled. When you take him to the Western education, they will also teach him their habits. Already you have problem on your hand. Ask this habit that these people are teaching them, where did they get it from? Most of it is gotten from the fathers of these people that started this school. Europeans are the ones that have these habits. Me, for example, when I was in secondary school, when we entered secondary school, they said we cannot speak another language, only English. You cannot speak any language except English within the school compound. And we were embodied. Then we were taught how to eat on the table, on the plate, how to hold the fork by the left-hand side, how to hold the knife by the right-hand side. So literally we are going to eat with our left. How to dress, how to wear our dresses, how to wash it. But nobody told us, if we go to toilet, we should wash our buttocks. No. Nobody told us, we should stand up and pray. No. If you want to pray, okay. Christians, you can have your leader. Muslims, you can have your leader. So we have MSS. It's MSS. We arrange our wazifa, we arrange our mawid, we arrange our salah. MSS, this same MSS. The Christians, they have their own. They go and do their own. A place is given to us, open land where we are doing our prayers, not a built of mosque. Then a hall is given to the Christians at that time because the school is built by Christians, even though it's owned by the government. So their characters are the ones they are imbibing in your child. So when your child comes, you have to tell him to differentiate between the character that is divine and the one that is not divine. If not, you will end up following the characters of the white man. And that's what has happened to us today. You find most of our leaders today, particularly from northern Nigeria, they don't know their relatives. They don't care about their relatives. They take their children, send them abroad to get special education. If their own blood brothers are that their children cannot go to school, they don't bother about them. Then, this education. Do we also take our children to our own madams who are teaching what the Prophet has brought to us? Some do, some don't. At that time, only three of us are doing wazifa in our school. Only three of us are attending MSS programs to teach ourselves what the Quran says. If you don't go, nobody is going to care about it. they are hired to do. They are only teaching us science, biology, physics, mathematics, English, literature book of different Charles Dickens, Tales of Two Cities, all these things, this is what they are doing, teaching. And all the literature books are teaching you the cultures of the West. So let us know that the children we are sending, the schools we are sending our children to, already, we are offending our children. We are not training our children well. But we must make effort, since we say we want it. Because today, if you don't have a degree, if you don't have a Western education, it can also be a disadvantage to you, if you don't know how to manage yourself. Then, that's education. Let's come to livelihood. Livelihood is that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, like I said the other day, he paired Muhajir with Ansar, so that each of them will learn from each other. The trade, the profession they want to do, so that everybody will have something to do. As far back as 50 years ago, there is nobody who is unemployed. When you are growing, you either put your father to the farm, or he sends you to somebody to learn carpentry, or to be a bricklayer, or to be a carpenter. Whatever, you have to learn something, or you are a trader. It is when this Western education comes, everybody comes to university, you come out, you are holding a certificate, you don't have one. So, how did the Prophet solve the issue of livelihood? He make people to go and acquire skills, to acquire profession, to learn to do something. Not that you just go, you get education, you have paper, then you are going about for someone to give you up. That's why I used to call, I said, the richest people today in Zaria or in Nigeria, what are their degrees? The richest people in the world today, what are their own degrees? If you are talking of the whole world, you have people like Bezos, you have people like the owner of Elon Musk, Alibaba, or you are talking of Microsoft, or you are talking of Mark Zuckerberg. These are the richest people today in the world. None of them has a degree. Just go and find out. So it's not a question of degree. It's that you have to have a profession, or a skill, or a way of life that you are applying to yourself. If you are over 70 years old, please learn to do something. If you are over 20 and you don't have a way to feed yourself and your parents are feeding you, you should be ashamed of yourself. It's better you take a barrel and go to the market and walk and feed yourself than to allow your parents to feed you at the age of 20 and over 20. Islam does not stand for it. Even for a woman that is once married, Islam says even if she is divorced, the feeding is not on the parents again. Immediately you reach the age of mukallaf taklif, your responsibility is no more on your parents. They do it, it's sadaqa for them. It's not compulsory on them to do it. This is on the issue of livelihood. We should learn to acquire our livelihood. If our children are growing up, they are going to school, also do something. This is where I am perplexed that the evil man that is not a Muslim, they are wiser than us when it comes to livelihood. Even here, most of them that come to university, they are very few that come to university. They have to go to university. They are trading or they are learning skill. Even the ones that are here in the university go to the market. They are also in the market helping out. Our own people in the market, they are not getting our people to come and help out and also earn something. Why? Then the third aspect is the marriage. Today, are we marrying the way the Prophet married? The way the Prophet conducted the marriage of his child, is that the way we are conducting the marriage of our children? The way he conducted marriages for his sahabas, is that the way we are conducting marriages for our own companions? No. Why? وَإِذَاكِ رَبِ تَبِيُّ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَنَّا تَبِيُّ مَا وَجَنَّا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا. No, you know Islam culture. If we don't do it, that's what everybody is doing now. أَلَا قَالَ شَيْطَانِ يَدْعُونُ إِلَىٰ عَذَابِ السَّعِيرِ. It is Satan calling you to do these things. Must you follow him? Today you want to marry a woman, a lady. This lady, she needs this man badly. This man, he needs this lady badly. But the two of them are in income, for example. They are earning just 30,000. put together, they can start their life. They can even plan to take out of it and start a trade, but they cannot do the marriage because the cost of the marriage itself will not allow them to do the marriage. If today you have up with three daughters and somebody comes and say, I want to marry the three of them, you say, to wait till next year. Why? I don't have the money to marry them out. Where did the prophet ask you to get money before you can marry your children out? All he says is sadaqah. The prophet is to conduct marriage the same day that he was told of the marriage. The same day. Only few ulama today you see doing that today in Nigeria. Go and bring so many boxes. Go and bring so many clothes. If you see in some cultures, even the lady, the parents of the lady will ask to bring so many dresses for the man. Why? Oh, that's how our father people are doing it. Go and bring so much food. If you don't have, oh no, then wait. Let us learn from the prophet. The prophet says this, we say it. The prophet does this, we do it. If we cannot do it, then we should be ashamed of ourselves. We should stand for Allah and the Prophet at any time. So may Allah assist us. Where we are not standing for the Prophet, then Satan is the one taking us. Let's not follow traditions aimlessly. May Allah assist all of us. May Allah forgive us our sins. May Allah forgive our parents their sins. May Allah bring an end to all these problems we are having in the country. May Allah assist our leaders. May Allah guide them aright. We ourselves, all that we are asking from Allah, may Allah give it to us. This Ramadan we are fasting, may Allah accept it from us. May Allah strengthen our faith. May Allah grant us the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May we have a strong faith to be able to follow the Prophet in everything he does. Bijahil Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah remove evil from our country. All those assisting Islam, may Allah assist them. All those assisting Muslims, may Allah assist them. May Allah assist the truth with truth. May Allah crush falsehood. May Allah crush those that are on the path of falsehood. May Allah assist those that are on the path of truthfulness. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala raise Islam and raise Muslims and raise our status. This dignity has conferred on us. May Allah not allow anybody to take it away from us. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Reward all the sahabas. Reward all these our ulama. May Allah reward them. Protect them. Protect their children. Jai Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Siratal ladzina an'amta 'alaihim ghairil maghdubi 'alaihim waladdallin. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-fatihi lima ughliq wal-khatimi lima sabaq wa nasiral haqq wal-hadi ila siratikal mustaqim وعلى آله حق قدره الدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.